At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only 10 bucks every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
Ad Council.
Back with Vershawn Jackson. Sponsored by Wingstop. On 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
It's the captain of the ticket. 93.7, boy. Getting set up all over the place. My buddy Nick just loves to set the V-man up.
I didn't mean to. It was unintentional.
Love to smack the captain around.
It was unintentional.
I see how that's rolling. Get a picture and all of a sudden you think you're a big timer now.
Stop.
I look good with this group.
Stop.
Look at my guns compared to those guns.
No. Yeah, and Jamari both got me beat by 1,000 miles.
Man.
Come on.
Dang, man. This was 3 hours. Gandhi that fast?
It is quick. It's almost the weekend, Vershawn.
I was trying to figure out where his pictures are that we just took. But,
bro, and Jeremy is still out there grilling.
Still. If you want to get something to eat, come through.
I just got another burger.
Come through. I got one of the chicken sandwiches.
Am I hungry? No. But I got another burger. It is what it is. Yeah. It is what it is.
Hey, look, Nick, you're making your muscle, too.
No, I'm not. Yeah. I had my hand in my pocket.
You were swelling up. That was a slick little muscle shot.
No.
Yeah, you were.
I'm not one of those dudes.
Man, you are.
I'm not.
Now that you're feeling good because you got some muscles now.
No, I'm
so
not.
So you were showing them off. You know what I'm saying? Like, yeah, you know how you put your hand in your pocket and then you just kind of flex? You
know, was I doing that?
Yeah.
It's almost unintentional. It just happens. It's natural. That's what happens when you got little skin and a lot of muscle.
At least you ain't a chunky checker anymore. Though.
No more chunky checker.
No more chunky checker.
Whoever that got me, man. That got me.
Hey, Houston, hold up. Make sure you guys save a beer or two for Jeremy.
Yep, right? I got you.
I forgot to give him one.
No, that's good. We got
Houston showed up?
Yeah, I got it. I got it in the back.
Houston, you mean to tell me you showed up and didn't say nothing to the captain?
No, he got it. We're good.
No, we're not good.
No, we are good. He and I are good.
Do you know Houston?
Well,
this your first time meeting Houston, yes or no?
I did not even see Houston. I just went in the back room and it was there.
Oh, dang. Houston.
With a sticky note that said,
Houston
Nick.
Probably didn't want to bother us while
probably.
We were there.
But yeah, no, he brought it in, or I had it saw in the back, a little sticky note that said, Nick.
So, lucky you, Nick.
Thank you. I do appreciate it. No, it's the zoo beer. There's Zookeeper back there.
Is that what that was back there?
That's one of my favorite golf beers.
Yeah, it was like 4 different kinds,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah, that's one,
thanks,
of my,
Houston.
It's one of my favorite golf beers.
Oh, he said Mark took the package. Blame him.
Nah.
Blame Mark.
Go ahead, blame Mark.
Marco, it's your fault. You took the liquor package that was earmarked from Houston to us, to the captain's show, and Houston was supposed to come in and say hi, and I was going to put him on the radio.
Yeah.
Next time, Houston.
Absolutely.
We have a cookout. You're invited, brother. You're invited. Jory 8-4 says, VJ, I swung by at 9:30 and you weren't there today. I expected fried cauliflower.
What happened to I'll be here at 9.
Man, I got the cauliflower a little late. So, I was.
You weren't late to the show.
I was on time for
the
show.
You were on time. Early is on time.
Early for the
early
show.
Early is on
I?
Time.
Yeah.
You were on time for
no,
the show.
I tried to make it, man, but a lot of stuff happened in VJ's life between 6:30 a.m. and 9:30.
I gotcha.
That 3-hour window. There's a lot
quick.
Of things fit in that 3-hour window before I got to get on the highway to get down here to make sure I'm here for the show.
This 3 hours went quick.
It did go pretty quick,
really fast.
Just want to thank Jeremy again for
Jeremy
doing
was
that.
A blast to have on the air.
It's a good sense Friday.
Oh yeah, it's good sense Friday. I need to say that
you
plug.
Say it.
It's good sense Friday. Shout out to good sense. Here in Lincoln and the Pillar Restaurant Group for providing our staff with lunches every Friday. So visit any of their 5 Lincoln locations today. So shout out once again to Good Sense and the Pillar Restaurant Group.
Get your happy on. Ricky
Get
Simmons.
Your happy on.
Ricky Simmons Jr.
There's a lot of sandwiches in there. People
I'm taking mine home.
Yeah, I am as well.
We gotta have that.
I'm taking mine home. Feel free to take Jake Sorensen's if you want.
What has Jake got?
I don't know what he has.
Nah, I'm straight. Jake, he might eat sauerkraut. And
maybe, but he's avocado. not gonna be here for a week and a half. So Jake has.
Jake
one.
Got 10 days off.
Yeah, he's not here all week next week.
Oh my goodness!
I got to take care of. I get to take care of early break in the morning, six
Merry
to
Christmas.
8 a.m.
You get to be a star. It'll,
me and Sip.
You get to be a star.
Nah.
Yeah.
But me and Sip will be doing the show from Monday through Friday next week.
Now, is Sip going to do all of the framework of the show?
Oh, no, I'll do
that. Just going to be
I'll do that.
Oh, you're going to do everything?
Oh, yeah, I'll do that.
How come you do that for Sip's show and you don't do it for mine?
Because your name is on this show.
What?
Your name is on this show.
Jake and Sip. Yeah. What is their show called?
Early Break with Sip and Jake.
Oh, their name is on the show. That doesn't stop you from being prepared?
Well, because I'm filling in for Jake.
Well, you're filling in for Nick now.
I never fill in for Nick. I am Nick.
That's my point. If you are
also,
Nick, then how come you haven't
I'm
done
always ready
any
for you.
Type of work I'm, on the captain's show?
Am I not ready for you to talk Husker football?
No.
Adrian Martinez?
No.
Come
you
on.
Don't bring nothing fresh or new to the table.
Oh, come on.
And what I'm going to tell you
come
is
on.
You try to bring it on a happy hour as if you got a long time to talk. All y'all got to do is talk about two subjects. Hour. Gone.
I know, Gandhi? It goes quick.
Gandhi?
It goes quick.
Out of there.
Man.
So I'm going to need you to do a little extra planning, Nick.
Dude. Come on.
You heard what Nolan said, right?
Yeah, Mississippi my dog. Nick brings nothing to the table. That's why I go at him.
Yeah, VJ is right. Don't argue with him.
Yep. Come on. The rest of the South people down south, come at me. Mississippi my dog and Bayou have hit me on the text line. Come on, mouth of the South.
Does Nick even know
come
Husker
at me.
Football? Do you know Husker football?
Yes.
Oh. I will say Nick is pretty gifted for the most part in Husker football. He knows who he's talking about as far as.
Forgive me that I don't remember everything that happened in the 1970s and 80s.
Hey,
but
calm down. Calm down.
But no, I'm saying.
Don't be taking subliminal shots at me.
I'm not taking shots
yeah,
at you.
Yeah, you did. You said 70s
you.
And 80s. You left 90s out on purpose.
Because you played in the 90s.
Right. My point is, but you secretly wanted to say 90s too.
Nah, no, I did not.
Because you don't know anything that's going on in the 90s. Just saying, man.
The only way I learned about the 90s is through you guys and through my own research.
Yeah, and I mean, it is what it is. It was a great time, but
it was.
You know what? Like almost, I like what Yan said.
Almost
though.
30 years.
I like what Yan said though. You heard what he said.
Yeah.
The last time
been counting Nebraska out since '97. We coming at you this year like '97.
Right. We coming back like '97.
Thank you.
Because '96, we lost. '97. We came back and won it and went out. So, shout out to Yant Man for
– dude.
The Yant Man. You know what I'm saying?
Does Nick want to come at VJ now? No. I'm not going at VJ.
Listen, guys, he's
– he ain't, man.
Nick's
– people are out of control
Nick,
up here.
Nick is a great guy, y'all. I'll lay off of him a little bit.
No, don't lay off. Don't.
Well,
don't.
You know what, Nick? You're not a great
bit.
Guy. Guys,
thank you.
Matter of fact, I need more than just
– the feeling's
I
mutual.
I need more than just a Mississippi Mud Dog now. I need more than Bayou. I need more than Hammer and Hastings. I need more than the mouth of the South. Everybody, please take off on him.
Mississippi Mud Dog wants you to Will Smith slap me.
Well, I don't want to do that. It might fire me for that because if I Will Smith slap him,
dude,
and he sticks his jaw out the way.
Oh, easy. Come on.
Your jaw
we don't need
out,
this.
If you stick your jaw out the same way Chris Rock stuck his jaw out for Will Smith, I promise you it'll be next week when you wake up. Because
oh, wow.
It's a free slap. It's a free slap.
That's true.
That was a free slap.
It was free. I forgot about that.
Yeah, that was a free slap. No nothing. It was just a stick your jaw out. Pow!
Man, I forgot about that.
Yeah. I
that was all
I don't
real.
Ever want to free slap nobody. That ain't – nothing good comes out of it. And I got these big old hands, these big catcher's mitts.
Mm-hmm.
Look at them. You see them catcher's mitts?
I have small hands.
Right, and they look, they're ashy and rusty too. Come on, man. You think Nick could be able to hold up from that? He'd be cut by 1,000 paper cuts. One smack. Sapow! Nick Holler, y'all don't get – listen, calm down out there in text line, in the text country. The captain
– they coming at me.
The captain is on the ticket. It's 93.7.
Hold on. We got about a minute.
I want to appreciate everybody that cooked today. If you're interested in getting some fried cauliflower – right? Seriously, it's bomb. And she's got different flavors, so buffalo flavor, you can go vegan ranch. You can go lemon pepper. You can go honey chipotle lime, barbecue.
Garlic parm. Wow.
If you want to, hit up Char Danae Holtz, culinary curator. Her number is 402-433-0669. Or you can hit her up at www.naturalsoulvvm.com.
15 seconds.
Man, don't be giving me no 15 seconds.
I'm going 15 over. 15 seconds.
If you cut me off, I promise
it's
you when you come back, guess where I'll be?
Where?
On the water cooler.
You can be. You can stick around. We got 10
That's
seconds.
That's a lie.
Five.
It's the captain. Listen, it's Friday. Get your happy on.
Two.
The ticket, 93.